This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is what the New Orleans Saints need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Emory Hunt from With the First Pick here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 14th overall. All right, let's jump into the old NFL mock draft database simulator. Emory, of course, Louisiana native, New Orleans native. I'm going to defer to you, Mr. Hunt, czar of the playbook at 14. First off, before I defer to you, what quarterbacks we got there?
I was about to say, what quarterbacks we got at 14?
All right, we could take Spencer Rattler and make our buddy Rick Spielman mad, or we can take Michael Penix Jr., or you can go another direction. What do you want to do?
You know, let's go wide receiver. Let's see what wide receiver we got available.
All right, that's a baller, Brian Thomas Jr.
Let's go Brian Thomas. Let's bring an LSU guy home. They need some playmakers out there, receiver, for to go along with Olave and Rashid Shaheed. There's no more Michael Thomas.
Hesitate.
Gotta get Brian Thomas. Gotta get a big receiver.
What's the long-term quarterback plans? Or you have plans later in the draft?
Hopefully we get plans later in the draft. You know, okay. Let's try to game the system here with pick 45. So let's go with the receiver at pick 18, at pick 14.
He doesn't have to get on an airplane. He can just drive the U-Haul down the street.
40 miles.
Baton Rouge. Is that how you say it? Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge. I don't know who is telling you.
All right, 45.
Look at that. Spencer Rattler. Let's go.
He's not even hesitating, producer here. He loves Spencer Rattler more than I do, and I love me some Spencer Rattler.
He's my number three quarterback in the draft, Ryan, and I just like that he's battle-tested. He's had a pro career already, and the Saints need someone that can really get in there and help stabilize the ship. And to me, he's the best quarterback on the roster right now. So grab Spencer Rattler while you can. Lock it in.
Hit the button, producer Harry. And I'll say this. There is no one tougher pound for pound than Spencer Rattler in college football because that offensive line was banged up with injuries, and he would stand in the pocket and throw lasers. Our buddy Rick Spielman, his concern is the late-game turnovers. But as I explained to Rick, when you're trying to come back because your team is not doesn't have the same athletes on the field as some of those other SEC teams, you got to take chances. So I think he's matured a ton. I think he's gotten a ton better. I think transferring for him and being humble was probably – in his best interest long term, and he may not go 45, but I think he has a chance to be a good quarterback. All right, next up, pick 150. Now, edge rush is a need, cornerback is a need. They got Willie Gay in free agency. They did get Chase Young, but I mean, how healthy is he? What are his long term prospects?
And I would say go to safety position.
All right, safety's up. At safety, they have Tyrann Mathieu, who's been around the block, and Jordan Howden.
I like Tyke Smith. Go back straight up to Tyke Smith out of Georgia. Big fan of his game. Saints need someone that can patrol the back end. You talked about the guys that they have there now. We know Mathieu is long in the tooth. I think they have to address that deep secondary. Safety position is key. So I think they go I would go here with Tyke Smith.
And you know, we've done a few of these, producer Harry. The funny thing is Emory's not even asking for my input as assistant GM. He's just making the picks. And when they don't work out, he's going to tell the owner that I made the picks. But that's okay. Jordan Howden, I like a lot out of Minnesota, but I think he's going into year two. You can certainly get some depth there. All right, hit the button. Let's do it. So we got wide receiver. We got our quarterback. We got our secondary help. Next up, pick 168.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the O-line. Any depth there on the interior? Let's go to the guards. Interior. Oh, big fan of Javion Cohen. He's like, quietly, Ryan, one of my top five guards in this class.
All right, hold on a second.
Where he's picked.
I like him too, but where are you on Trevor Penning? Because his development hasn't come quite as far as I was hoping.
Right.
Left tackle.
Yeah, they're going to need some help there. But at the end of the day, you don't want to force the issue when you got a guy I think is a premier guy in Cohen. So interior could help protect Carr better.
All right, just for fun, tackle. Let's see what's at the tackle button. Hit the tackle button, Harry. Let's see what we got. All right, so yeah, see, oh, Emory played this perfectly. All the guys we want are gone. So go back to the guard. Let's take Mr. Cohen out of the U, bolster the interior offensive line. He would presumably kick in a left guard where James Hurst currently resides because they got Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz. All right, what are we doing there at pick 170?
You know, let's go back to wide receiver.
Oh, look, man, this dude ain't messing around. I like Cowing, the slot guy at Arizona. I like Rosemee Jack Saint. Now, I saw a crazy number that he ran at his pro day that looked too high. I got to double check it, so I don't want to say it out loud until I got it confirmed. I don't want to do him like that. Jaquan Jackson I like from New Orleans, played at Tulane, had a good Senior Bowl as well. What are you looking for?
Cornelius Johnson.
He's a big guy.
He plays a lot like Amon-Ra St. Brown, also plays a lot. You know, like the former New Orleans Saint and Michael Thomas. I feel like he gets open quickly. He's strong at the catch point. He's strong as a route runner. Give me the big body wide receiver to go along with the other big body wide receiver.
So hold on, Harry. Don't hit the button until I give you the okay, because I got to keep it's almost like having to lock Jerry Jones in the closet during the Johnny Manziel draft to make sure. Now, is he more Mike Thomas or is he more Marcus Colston?
He's more Michael Thomas. Ooh, you know, in terms of like he could win short, he could win intermediate. And I think he's the perfect complement to what they have in Olave and also Brian Thomas. And it also keeps a guy in Shaheed in a more strategic role as a hired gun, so to speak. Someone that, hey, here's our big play threat. He's on the field. That way you don't have to worry about him forcing him the football in a traditional receiver role. You got three legit dudes now in Thomas, Olave, and Mr. Johnson.
One last thing I'll ask before I let you hit the button on this one. Have you watched Bud Means yet from Pitt?
Yes.
I like
Big physical guy. He's my number two inside receiver.
Okay. You still want to go Cornelius?
Yeah, still want to go Cornelius.
All right, let's do it.
Although I like Bud Means, though.
Yeah. All right, 175. Man, they got a cluster of picks here. 68, 70, and 75. All right, we're going to address the S position, or you just think
let's go back to the O-line.
Do it all.
Let's go back to the O-line. Interior O-line.
Right, you're just going to go all. Offense.
Oh, I'm a big listen. Go to right there, Tanner Bordellini.
I like Tanner Bordellini. Well, how many interior offensive line we have? Cesar Ruiz and Eric McCoy. They're fine. You just looking for depth at this point. You got Sal DeBerry. He drafted last year out of I think with ODU, right?
Doing the ODU. Yeah, he was a guy that played a little tackle. They try to move him in the guard, but if you got a chance to increase the depth there and get better, I would say, especially when we know. When you're dealing with quarterbacks that don't get out the way and they have a depth chart full of them, you better be good along the offensive line.
Here's what I will say. Spencer Rattley appreciates the fact that you're trying to protect him because he didn't see a lot of it last year because of injuries. Just for fun, Harry, let's hit the edge button. I want to see what's there. I like Solomon. Brennan Jackson, I like him. I don't love him. Our buddy Pete Prisco is a big fan. Xavier Thomas. And then hit the interior defensive line, sorry. Keith Randolph, Logan Lee, Christian Boy. Now, Christian Boy is a dude. Have you seen defensive lineman yet?
Yeah.
Out of Northern Iowa.
A big fan of him. He was at both the Hula and also Tropical Bowl.
Did he make his way to the Shrine Bowl or no?
The Shrine Bowl, yeah. He was at the Shrine Bowl, too.
He didn't get a combine invite, though.
Huh?
He did not get a combine invite, which is intriguing. All right, so if you still want to go Tanner Bordellini here with my guy Christian Boyd on the clock, I'm okay with that. That means yes, I guess. He didn't answer.
He's playing snatching like up all the top talent. Look, all the people on three. All right, now let's go back to that interior defensive line.
He's going to be there. You think you played this just right, didn't you?
Lovett.
Is he there?
Fabian Lovett.
Oh, you want to, I thought you meant you loved the fact that my guy.
Oh, no, no, no. He wasn't there. Let's go Fabian Lovett. Big fan of him and what he brings to the table out of Florida State. I like the fact that he's got natural core strength. Does a good job in kind of anchoring the point. Now, they got good depth there at defensive, interior defense line. They got Bracide drafted last year, who had a really good rookie year.
Great.
But now you want to keep that rotation. The defense is actually solid for New Orleans. It's their offense that can't get it together. But why not keep getting useful talent on the point of attack on both the O-line and also on the D-line? So I like Lovett here.
We can take Lovett here. Yep. I was hoping he would have a better season. I liked him more coming into the season, but that doesn't mean he can't get better as we get through this thing. Two more picks. This one's from the Eagles, pick 199. Here, hold on before you say anything, Emory. Hit the all. Oh, you hit the all button. Let's go to the top and see what we got there, Harry. So, Emory, you're running back. Now we got Dylan Johnson there. Garrido, I'm not as high on as some people are. I know he ran well, but he was the backup to the tiny Jawar Johnson, to the smaller running back at Louisville. Rosemary Jack Saints there. Terron Hopper's a dude at linebacker. Anything pop to you, or you got an idea where you want
Garrido,
to
go? Garrido, here's the things about the Saints backfield. They need someone to pair perfectly with what they have already in 41.
Alvin Kamara, that's disrespectful. You forgot Alvin Kamara's name.
I got so many. I'm grading guys, so I have so many names. So, listen, give me Garrido. He has a home run hitting speed. And again, he can help them out on special teams. I know Shaheed also can too, but Garrido, they need depth there. You had Kendre Miller, who was hurt. I know Jamal Williams, they got, you know, sledgehammer. But Garrido has that speed, that explosiveness. I think he would be great, and especially getting him here. You know, he's one of my top backs. So I like the value here. I've doubled up on receiver already. I've doubled up on interior offensive line. I got the safety. Go to corner right quick.
We got one more pick if you want to.
You know what? Let's go to Roe Torrance.
All right, at ASU.
Yeah, let's go there instead. Let's
he's get long, if I recall correctly.
Press corner. Let's do that.
Okay. And Garrido might still be there.
Yep.
So just to double check. Yeah, Roe is almost 6'3". I remember him being
super press corner.
34-inch arms. That's like an offensive tackle.
Right. He is like long, like and aggressive. All right.
All right. So, one last pick.
Oh, I gotta go running back. Let's go running back.
Okay. You pass on your guys. He's still there.
But Frank Gore is there.
Your other guy's there, Frank Gore.
From Mississippi Southern. They hate when you call him that. Let's go Frank Gore. I like his versatile skill set.
He's a top five back for you, I recall.
Yeah, he is. Top five. He's actually number five. Yep. So he is someone that could help that team out. I like my team. I like what we drafted here.
All right, Harry, make a note. So if when Emory gets fired, we know why, so he doesn't blame me. But if he wins the Super Bowl, it's because of me. All right, Brian Thomas goes 14, and then Spencer Rattler, Emory's QB3 in the second round. Tyke Smith, defensive back out of Georgia. And then we start bolstering the offensive line, get another wide receiver in Cornelius Johnson, and then finally, to end it, Frank Gore Jr., running back. All right, that wraps up the Saints' perfect draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.